بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد: ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن يشكر لله، ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه، ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وتفضل الكرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى. We heard the 21st juz of the Holy Quran. And again, every verse of the Quran, one can marvel at. There's so much of meaning in these verses, which are so beautiful, so eloquent. And one needs to read the tafsir and understand the tafsir of every single verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, just a few verses of this surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ يَشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Allah says, we gave Luqman wisdom. Hikmah means al-isaba fil qawl, when a person is precise, he is accurate in his speech. He makes no mistakes. We say he has hit the nail on the head. So he is precise. This is the meaning of hikmah, wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam with wisdom. Therefore he is known as Luqman al-Hakim. Scholars differ whether he was a Nabi or not. So that's another academic discussion. Whether he was a Nabi or not a Nabi, but he was a very chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him great wisdom. And from his wisdom, the next couple of verses, he commands his son, he advises his son, he counsels his son with plus minus 10 commandments or advices as to what he should do in his life. So Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, according to Ibn Kathir and many other commentators, he came from Africa. He came from Africa. Which part of Africa? Again, there's a difference of opinion. Nonetheless, what is the command? Anishkur lillah. That show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a lesson that we learn all the time. Make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of iftar, when we are enjoying the different savories and food that we have at that time, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the ummah which is suffering in different parts of the world. They don't have those delicacies. They don't even see any of those savories that we have. They have to stand in lines and get some hamper that has to last them for a couple of days. Maybe a bottle of water only. And we open our tap and we have so much of food, and yet we waste so much of food. Whenever a nation is going to waste the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala's azab is such that Allah removes the barakah of those ni'mats. Allah takes it away. Outwardly, maybe they have plentiful, but they will never enjoy the true benefit of those bounties. May Allah ta'ala protect us. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ النَّفْسِ. Allah makes it very clear. You show gratitude, it is for your own good. You're not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And if you are ungrateful, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani, is independent. He does not require any one of us. He doesn't require our saying one subhanallah even. Allah does not require us to make sujood to him. All these things Allah has given us, yes, Allah has commanded us to carry out these injunctions, to obey him, to worship him. All this is for our good, our benefit. Allah is full of praise, hamid. Allah has got thousands of creation that are glorifying him all the time. In the riwayat, it comes that Allah has created such angels from the time they have been created, they are in the standing position, hymning and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some in the ruku position, some in the sujood position. Allah does not even require them. He is hamid. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. The very first command that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gives his son, Ya Bunay, oh my beloved son. Again, this is a lesson for all of us. When we counsel our children, when we advise them, don't scream at them. Talk to them in a very decent manner. We all have this problem. We have these weaknesses. They do something wrong, we are shouting at them. Even in the masjid. They're young, they will make mistakes. So there's a way, there's a manner of dealing with them. We'll find now, inshallah, tomorrow, the odd nights will commence. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat and sihat, and may Allah make it easy for all of us and accept the i'tikaf of all those in the world who will be sitting for i'tikaf. Again, you will get many youngsters coming to the masjid, And many of them, for the very first time, they will come. Now, it is our duty, as we as adults, and I've mentioned this so many times, some people may not agree. But this is the time, this is a challenge of our time. If you are going to shout at them and chase them away, believe me, they'll never come back to the masjid. The masajid is not only for the elderly people. It is for our youngsters. If you are not going to show them deen, that Bedouin who came into the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ and urinated in the masjid, Sahaba immediately became perturbed. He wanted to stop him. Nabi ﷺ said, "Da', leave him, leave him. If you are going to stop him now, you may cause damage to him." After he urinated, Nabi Kareem ﷺ goes himself and tells and advises this Sahabi, this Bedouin. He was a new brother. First time probably he came into that environment. He had newly accepted Islam. He came from the village. He did not know the etiquettes of a masjid. Did Rasul chase him out of the masjid? Did he spank him? Did he tell the Sahaba, throw him out? No. He explained to him that this is a masjid. And what is the purpose of a masjid? It is for salah, for dhikr, for tilawat of the Quran, etc. It is not correct and appropriate for a person to relieve himself in the masjid. Now look at the islah. In such a nice manner, Nabi Sallam did not chase him, taught him, educated him, and then he tells one sahabi, take a bucket of water and just clean this area. This is what we have to do. Again, we're going to get complaints that Maulana, the children are making noise. Yes, it is not correct for them to make a noise, to make a din. But these are challenges of time. What are we going to do? We want to lose our youth and let them see them rehab centers, taking drugs, becoming addicts. How many a youngster has come to a masjid during these days and made sincere tawbah? How many of them in the time of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali changed the entire lives? You'll never know that these were the same people that had bad habits. Allah, cover our sins and weaknesses. So inshallah, again I make this humble appeal, let's overlook the weaknesses of the youngsters. We're not saying come inside the masjid and make it a playground. No, never. But there'll be times when we have to overlook, advise them nicely, counsel them. We ourselves, if we set good examples, then they will follow. But if at the time of Tarawih we are sitting, lazing around in the back in the sand area, not even filling the safs, then what example are we showing them? So inshallah, we should try our best when we advise our youngsters with compassion, with affection, with love. The word Ya Bunaya, the Arabic word, if I go into the details, it shows so much of love. Ya Bunaya, oh my beloved son, La Tushrik Billah. This is the fundamental teaching of deen. Do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shirk. Do not commit shirk. Allah is one. Allah is ahad. Allah has got no partner. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no children. Allah has got no wife. مَتَّخَذَ صَحِبَةَ وَلَا وَلَدَ. Allah is Subhan. Allah is free from all these type of things. لا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That verily associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing shirk, it is a azim, means a grave, a big, a huge oppression, zulm. There's a verse in one verse in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah talks about those people who got aman, peace, and who are guided. Who are those people? Who do not adulterate and mix the iman with zulm, with oppression. Sahaba immediately asked Rasulullah, فَأَيُّنَا, which one of us, لا نلبسوا إيماننا بظلمين, which one of us does not ever make commit some zulam? All of us are weak. Some time in your life, you may indulge in some oppression, either to your wife, to your husband, to your child, to your worker. Sometimes it happens. So if, which one of us is completely free from committing zulam? Nabi Kareem some explained, zulam here, in that verse, actually refers to the same zulam that Allah is talking about in Surah Luqman. Shirk. Don't adulterate your iman with shirk. Your iman must be pure. Believe only in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first advice was, do not commit shirk. Number two, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given, we have ordained man with being kind, compassionate to his parents. And throughout the Holy Quran, so many verses, 15 para, and many other verses, Allah commands us, anishkur li waliwalidayk, show gratitude to me, and immediately after that, to your parents. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically talks about the mother. In one hadith of Rasulullah SAW, a sahabi come, man ahakku bi husni sahabati. Ya Rasulullah, which person in my life deserves my best companionship and my care? Who should I be serving the most from my family? Rasulullah said, ummuk, your mother. He said, then after that, he said, your mother. For the third time, then after her, Nabi said, your mother. After that, then he said, your father. Why? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنًا. This is something you and I won't understand. The mother bore the child. Weakness upon weakness. 9 months of pregnancy is no joke. For us males, we don't understand this. What they go through, towards the end, the woman is actually, she's tired, she's exhausted. She's waiting to give birth. Then the time of birth, the pain that she goes through. One person carried his mother on his shoulders, made hajj with her, went around the Kaaba, and then the thought comes to him and he expresses his thought, oh Allah, have I not fulfilled the right of my mother now? Made hajj with her, carrying her on his shoulders, and the voice came back, the reply was, no, you haven't even fulfilled that pain that your mother went through when she gave birth to you. Allah used the word wahn. Wahn means pain, weakness. And not only after giving birth, that's the end, then she has to feed the child. 2 years. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْن. So even that period also, the mother has to stress and look after and care for her child. And therefore Rasulullah has said, your mother deserves more right and compassion. And you should be more dutiful, not to show that, not to say that you cannot, we should not respect your father, of course. Both, anishkur li wa li walidik. Ilayya al-masir, then Allah says, to me is your return. Now why has Allah Ta'ala mentioned this? Meaning, if you do not obey your parents in this world, perhaps you get away, but remember there is a day when you will come to me. And I will take you to task for you not obeying your parents. The Quran talks about obeying your parents at all times, except if your parent forces you to do something which is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي. Allah Ta'ala says, if they compel you, if your parents are non-Muslims. So what is the masala? If your parents are non-Muslims, then too you're supposed to show kindness to your mother and father. Not to say that because they are non-Muslims, then I must break all relationships with them. Never. As Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, she is Madina Munawwara, and she comes to Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, my mother has come. وَهِيَ رَاغِيمَةٌ وَفِي رَوَيْتٍ وَهِيَ رَاغِيبَةٌ. She has come to me, she is not interested in Islam. She's come to visit me. أَفَأَصِلُهَا. Can I see her? Can I join ties with her? Or shall I turn away? The Prophet said, no, na'am, suliha, go and visit her, see her. Mend and maintain that bond with her, that family relationship. She is your mother. So even though your parent is a non-Muslim, still you're going to show that care, that love. In fact, more care and love. Show them what Islam is, the akhlaq of Muslims and Islam. But if they compel you, ala an tushrika bi, that you must forgive, you must forgo Islam, you must abandon Islam, forsake Islam, and now you must commit shirk, then Allah says, now you do not obey your parents. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But immediately after that, don't obey their wish that you must leave Islam and renounce Islam, but وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be kind to them in this world. Imagine if your parents are Muslim, then how much more we're supposed to be caring for them. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, and follow the path of those who have turned to me. In other words, the believers. Some scholars have written of an incident of a person. he's living with his, or his father, his elderly father is living with him. And it's quite common that now the daughter-in-law, she can't take the father-in-law, and she's moaning and groaning all the time. And a day comes when she compels the husband, either you stay with him, and you leave me and I'm gone, or if you want me to live here, then you're going to send your father out of the house. So the story goes, as the son now takes his father, and he takes him deep into the jungles, and he pulls him and he drags him. And then the father tells the son, till here, till here. So the son is very curious, that, I mean, why till there? He says, because I did the same thing to my father. And therefore in the hadith of Rasulullah, it is mentioned that when a child disobeys his parents, Allah makes it such that when he grows old, his children disobey him. May Allah protect us, may Allah save us. If our parents have passed on, they've left this world, then too they have a right over us. What is the right? If you make abundant istighfar on their behalf, and you have to join ties and maintain relationship with the friends of your parents. Various incidents of Sahaba. Sahabi is traveling, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and suddenly he sees a man, a slave coming, riding a donkey. He gives him his amama, his turban. It shows him so much of respect. So the other people around him, why are you doing so? He said, no, this person was a friend of my father. And therefore, he has the right that I should be respecting him as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرَجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَرُونَ. Again, then to me will be your return, and I will inform you on the day of Qiyamah of all what you did. Luqman alayhi salatu then advises his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ. If it is a deed, Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi said that if it is a sin, as they have said, whether it is sin or a good deed, whatever it is, no matter how minute it may be, equivalent to a khardal, a mustard seed, so small, so insignificant, so small, so minute. فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ. This deed is so small that the person, whether it's good or bad, and if it is hidden in a huge rock, deep inside a rock, أو فِي السَّمَوَاتِ أو فِي الْأَرْضِ, or somewhere in the skies, strewn away, oh, inside, buried in the ground, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring that deed out. And therefore we hear the verse, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Every atom's good you do in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see it. Whatever bad you did, you will see it. Nothing is hidden from Allah. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll hear in Tarawih. That nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu. No matter how big, no matter how small. Nothing. Allah is latif. Allah knows the intricacies of our heart. Allah knows deep down what we are thinking, what's inside our heart. He's khabir, he's all aware. So first was not to commit shirk, and then respect to parents. Then whatever action we do is never hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring out that action. Then, ya bunayya aqimis salah, establish salah. And this is also a command given to us in this ummah, that we should establish salah, not just perform salah. Performing and establishing has a difference. In other words, we should be regular, constant in our salah, on time. And the month of Ramadan is a beautiful training period for us to bring this quality in our lives. Again, the month of Ramadan goes by, and the day of Eid, or the next day after Eid, is masajid again. They are void, they become empty of all those musallis. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq again of establishing salah at home, amongst our children, our family members, and make sure that we as male, baligh male, should be making our salat with jama'at in the masjid. وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Command good, forbid evil. أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and نَهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This is a long subject on its own. There is a method, there is a manner in which a person should command good again, and a way a person should prohibit evil. A person is drunk, in the drunken state of his, you don't go say, I'm doing nahi anil munkar. So now you're shouting at him and you're advising him. At that time, that man is not in his senses. Wait for him to come out of the drunken state. Then in a kind manner, you explain to him the harms of what he is doing. You're breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We claim we're doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, but we lack the methodology of which is shown to us by Rasulullah SAW and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Wasbir ala ma asabak, and be patient on whatever calamity befalls you. Again, this is the month of Sabr. Somebody will hurt you, he will insult you. What does Quran say? Wasbir ala ma asabak. In time of Rasulullah SAW, what did he not go through? The trials, the tribulations, the harm, the persecution. Allah Ta'ala commanded in various places to make sabr, make sabr, make sabr, make sabr. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. To be patient and tolerant. And this is from the resoluteness of affairs. Allah Ta'ala wants a person not to be shaky. Allah Ta'ala wants a person to be firm. And a person who has the quality of sabr in him, then he is a firm person, he is determined. And through the road of shukr, we say in the beginning, and sabr, these are the two roads that make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. Allah says, do not turn your face away from people and do not walk with pride. In other words, don't display arrogance and pride. This is not the quality of a believer. Allah hates such people who are proud and arrogant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. A person who walks with a strut, he walks with pride, fakhur, he boasts about himself. Allah talks about Qarun in the Quran. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah sunk Qarun. His entire treasures, his entire belongings, his whole house, his palace, everything. فَوَيْتَ جَلْجَلْ in the hadith says, he is continually sinking right till the day of Qiyamah. Deep down in the earth. Why? Because he showed vanity, pride. He boasted about what he possessed. Allah says, waqsid fi masjid. When you walk, walk in a moderate way, a respectful manner. Don't drag your legs. Don't walk with pride and arrogance. And when you speak, lower your voice. Waghdud min sawtik. Lower your voice. This is something that we all have to bring in our lives. Lower our voice. Inna ankar al-aswati la sawtu al-hamir. Allah resembles a person who is shouting and talking in a loud voice, like the sound of a braying of a donkey. Allah says the worst type of sounds is the braying of a donkey. Those of us who have heard the braying of a donkey, then you can understand what it means. Allah resembles, Allah equates the both, that a person with a loud voice and screaming on top of his voice, then it is as though he's braying like a donkey. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. These are simple things taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that we all have to bring into our lives. The month of Ramadan again is a period where we have to try and exercise to mend all our weaknesses, change our condition, make islah of ourselves. Otherwise this month goes and we just fasted, perform some salat and it's gone. But the real object, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to inculcate the taqwa, we still have not attained that. May Allah give me first and all of us tawfiq of understanding the injunctions of the Quran and Majid, so that we can make amal inshallah. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah tomorrow will be the first odd night, so we should prepare inshallah. Mentally also we should prepare that this is going to be the last 10 nights now, and tomorrow could be Laylatul Qadr. Don't wait for 27th night, 29th night. So we must come prepared. Inshallah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, Allah blesses us with Laylatul Qadr, inshallah.